Judah saw itself as the vineyard, God's vineyard. It was their national identity. And so for Jesus to use this allegory was very, very apropos to his audience. And what he's trying to get them to remember is they see you first. Did you know that, and I don't know a whole lot about winemaking. I do enjoy a good glass of wine, but I don't know a whole lot about making it. But when a new vine is started, it's not allowed to produce anything for 3 years. They prune it back and prune it back and prune it back for 3 years because it gives this new branch time to mature and develop. I think that's very interesting considering Jesus was with his disciples for 3 years, trying to get them to mature and develop before he sent them out. Now, I'm sure many of you thought, why on earth do we have a dead plant here and then an artificial plant here when you came in? In fact, I had to warn worship committee, please do not take anything out of the sanctuary because I was afraid they would come in and remove my visual aids. And yet, we're reminded when we look at these and when we look at this passage, we're the first thing people see, aren't we? The reason why Christians get such a bad rap is because God's fanboys are the ones causing problems, aren't we? So many times, and it's every time I teach the Intro to Christianity class up at Bacon College, I have these students coming in who have been abused by churches and by Christians. And they hate us. I mean, hate us. And it just grieves my heart that these young people, the future, not just of the church, but the future, want nothing to do with us. This past year, this past semester, I actually had, in a class of 16, four who called themselves atheists, three agnostics, and the rest, one was a pastor's kid, and he knew everything, or so he thought, and the others were marginal. Anne Brizendine taught the same class. About the same. Now, think about that for a second. This is an American Baptist college. And when I ask them, why don't you go to church? It's because they're too judgmental. Or we went to church and my family was laughed at because we didn't have the right clothes. And I just grieve because we are pushing people out who are going to be those who are taking care of us when we're in the nursing home. FYI. So, I want us to look at this fruitful living in the vine from a different perspective than we normally do. And I want us first to hear it in the message. And I want to reread it to you in the message. It's a little bit different. I am the real vine, and my father is the farmer. He cuts off every branch of me that doesn't bear grapes, and every branch that is grape-bearing, he prunes back so it will bear even more. You are already pruned back by the message I have spoken. Live in me. Listen to this. Make your home in me just as I do in you. In the same way that a branch can't bear grapes by itself, but only by being joined to the vine, you can't bear fruit unless you are joined with me. I am the vine, you are the branches. When you're joined with me and I with you, the relation intimate and organic. That puts a whole new spin on it, doesn't it? The relationship should be intimate and organic. Those of you who picked up the sermon notes, turn to that. If you want to know whether you are truly connected to God, you will know it by the fruit you bear or by the type of plant you are. Are you a cactus? Are you so prickly no one can or wants to get close to you? Well, if we look at the 1 John passage, we're told that God is what? Love. And if we're in God, we should be manifesting what? Love. So if you're a prickly person, are you manifesting God's love? No. So you may be a plant, but you ain't connected to the right vine. Poison ivy, causing problems wherever you go. It's usually marked by the fact that your conversations focus only on what's going wrong, may be critical in nature, or gossip. If that's primarily how your conversation and countenance, again, you're connected to the wrong vine. Are you an oak? The oaks are usually the very wise sages that you go to for wise, godly advice. And you can tell an oak because they are deeply rooted, they're strong, and they're stable. When bad things happen in an oak's life, they're not overcome. When something horrific comes, they may be upset, they may grieve, but they keep on going. An oak is someone who's attached to the correct vine. Are you artificial? Do you look lovely? Dress nice? Very pretty from a distance? But when somebody gets up close, it's all dusty? Are you aloe vera? Do you attract people because of your tender care? Or, now we get to the one I was afraid somebody would throw away. Are you wilted to the point of being almost dead? Meaning you go through the motions. You go to church, you hang out, you have friends in church, but as far as building a relationship, an intimate and organic relationship with God, not so much. If that's where you are, you're wilted and you're almost dead. Or are you fruitful? Are you bearing fruit for the kingdom? Last week we looked at the 23rd Psalm and we broke it down. And I want to remind you of that breakdown that we talked about last week. God supplies all our need. We have rest, refreshment, healing, purpose. And even in testing, we know God's protection. We have faithfulness. We have discipline, hope, consecration, abundance, blessing, security, eternity. Now, if you're feeling that, and if you know God is love, there's no reason anybody should be a cactus, should be prickly, should be poison ivy, should be artificial, or wilted. So my question today is, where are each one of we? Where are we today? And I don't know about you, but I see a little bit of myself sort of split among all of them. There are days I am really wilted. There are days when I am a cactus. Stay out of my face. There are days when I am poison ivy. I just have a bad attitude. There are other days when I am the oak. And other days when I am aloe vera. So where are you? Today's sermon is not to judge anybody, but it's so that we start thinking anew, thinking afresh about what vine are we attached to? And when we find ourselves attached to the wrong vine, how do we get back attached to God? Well, in John's letter, he said, God is love. So if we are living in fear, or if we make people around us fear, and by that I mean, do you make people so worried that they say or do the wrong things, that they are always walking on eggshells? You know those people who you always have to walk on eggshells around? Okay, that's someone who is a prickly personality. Because true love does what? Casts out fear. So maybe if you have those prickly folk in your life, and we're all of these things, please hear that. But there are some people who tend to be stuck on one vine more than another. Those are the type that life's too short. Get rid of them. Ah, and that's when we come to the what? The pruning. See, if you've got to sit here and spend time thinking seriously about, ooh, what do I need to know that I am really in God's will? Am I really connected to the vine? Well, we're all human. And we all fall short of the glory of God. We all do that. So there are going to be days when you can be any one of these. Okay, everybody understand that? But we have a tendency to live out most of our lives as one of these types of fruit. And so what I want us to ponder and think about as we come to worship and come to communion today is, where do we really attach ourselves to God? Is God just that thing that we beat over other people over the head with? Do we need God to fit in a little tiny box so God is palatable to us? Do we need God to be manipulated and molded so that we can make him fit in however we want? Or are we reminded that God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him, what? Would not perish, but instead have what? Eternal life. Are we leading people to that perfect love? Are we sharing that perfect love? Are we making it to the point so that the future of our world is not turning their backs on us? Because let's face it, do you really want someone who doesn't like church folk taking care of you when you're in Broadway Manor? Just saying. So let's think about how we manifest God's perfect love. Are we wilted and almost dead? Are we producing fruit? Are we artificial? Are we cactus? Are we poison ivy? Or are we aloe vera? Are we the oak?